Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Steve was talking about his rogue building site. And
yeah.
He's
completely
the pirate.
Legal and permitted.
He's the pirate of his subdivision. Does whatever he wants.
Yeah.
However he feels like it. And if you don't like it, you can stop him.
I mean, part of that is true. I don't really care.
No, Steve has been trying to get all the permits.
What other people think. I can put what I want on my property.
The That's inspection was supposed to have happened yesterday. It may have. We don't know. But we said, what do you have at your house that defies the inspection expectation as well?
I never knew. It seems like all you need to do, you can build anything you want as long as you stick a cinder block under it. And you don't need a permit.
Steve, that's some of what people are saying. First of all, this text from Nashville came in. What is this permit you're saying?
Yeah, I know. I know. A lot of people have said that.
This text, when we built our garage, there was no concrete inspection. When they came to do the inspection, they leave colored stickers, green because we passed, in the building that was dated and had a signature. Did you look for your green sticker?
I mean, I was in there. I feel like if they had left it, it would have been in a place I would have seen it.
Yeah, they're not going to hide it on the undercarriage of your Comanche.
No, they usually put it somewhere real obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one, I've been dodging a plumbing inspector so long, the old one retired and moved on to do what you do. So I was called and told, this is very confusing. The old one retired and moved to do when you called, I told you otherwise. I don't know.
All right. I got a couple here. I posted this on our social media at FBHW show. Makes Steve feel better. What permits and inspections have you worked around and for how long?
Again, not trying to work around it. Trying to do it legally. Have been the whole time.
I'm not going to say anybody's names, but this comment, did our septic field with no permits or inspections once completed. We lived on a main highway. This one, my final house inspection never happened. We got the keys on Friday of March 2020, and they said they'd be back to do the final, but then the shutdown happened. Never saw anyone again. This one, we ran an electrical line from our house electrical box to our garage by ourselves. A nosy neighbor reported us, but by the time anybody came to check, we were done. The hole was filled in and the line was run.
Ooh,
wow, a nosy
neighbor.
I think I might know who did that.
Really?
Yeah, at least I know someone who went through the exact same scenario.
This is one of those texts that bugs me. There's a reason to hire contractors. We have the tools and knowledge to get stuff built and inspected. Good luck.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. But
I also saved like $40,000 by doing it by myself. So it's real easy to say, just hire a contractor.
Right.
I mean, you did try to get the inspection. I mean, a contractor would have gotten it, but yeah.
Probably. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure I'll eventually get it, but it's not worth the ridiculous amount of money.
This text, I live in the same area Steve does. I've been fighting with the township to put an addition on our house since April. They know me by name. I'll mention Steve's to him when I see him the next time.
Appreciate it. Yeah, put in a good word for me.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it should be that difficult.
No, you know, this seems about as basic.
They might need a new desk person.
Steve, I'm building a house without permits because my township won't answer my calls. Screw them.
Oh, boy.
Wow,
see,
a
it's
whole
easy.
House.
Yeah, man, that's risky.
My dad built his entire shed sitting on cinder blocks, like Kelly said. That way it's not permanent and no permit needed.
I didn't say that. I don't know anything about anything. I was laughing at Freebeer talking about putting wheels on anything because if it floats, it's a boat. And if it's a boat, it's not a structure and you don't need a permit. And that is the most amazing thing I've ever heard in my whole life.
Here's the opposite of that from Albany. My dad's a farmer and we did a big irrigation project and it had to be electrically inspected. And he did the electrical work. When the inspector showed up, never did so much as open a breaker box, but still took our $500.
Yeah, sometimes that'll happen.
Right.
Sometimes that happens that way, depending on the inspector. Some are more qualified than
others. Someone said, your permit fees cover inspections, so you would only have to pay if you fail, and they have to do multiple re-inspections.
That's how they get you.
Yeah, so I'm paid. As of right now, I'm paid.
Honestly, like when I did the renovations on my house back in 2020, they started in February, and then the shutdown happened in March. So I remember the permit process being something that the builders were really frustrated with. I just assume they did all of it. Like, they gave me a folder that I just said, okay, thanks. And it was, you know, a whole bunch of gibberish paperwork that I have no idea how to even, like, I don't know what, I would just look like it was all fine. So
sure.
I'm pretty sure when I go to sell my house, I'm 99% sure that the two bathroom renovations and everything were approved.
But weren't they mostly cosmetic?
I mean, we had to replace subfloors and stuff.
Yeah, I don't feel like still, that, I don't think anyone would, like, that's something no one would notice because structurally it's the same as when you bought it. Like, if somebody walked, like, the footprint is basically the same.
Yeah,
like, no one would even know the difference, you know, if you add, like, a gigantic room onto the side or something. That's going to be pretty noticeable from the last time. So, yeah, you'll be fine, I think.
Listen to this one. I trust these things, yeah.
Northeast Pennsylvania skipped permits on a 50 by 40 pole barn because they required a separate stormwater management system that would have cost $20,000. And because I found out it had been 10 square feet over the allotted impermeable coverage of my property. 10 square feet. I live at the end of a long private drive, so I should be fine.
Man, that's
why don't you just knock 10 square feet off of it? Shorten it by a foot or something.
It's already built. But you're right.
But still, man. Yeah, not pulling part, like, on a structure that big.
Yeah.
Like, a shed is one thing. You go, this would suck. But, man, a 50 by 40 pole barn.
That's just 2,000 square feet.
Oh, Steve. This one. Put a roof on my house, and it took about 5 weeks because I could only work on it for the weekend. It wasn't until I was done I learned how I had to have a permit.
Really?
Yeah, some of that stuff I wouldn't know. Like, I wouldn't know you had to pull a permit to put a roof on.
Maybe they did a bad enough job they could still get the permit. Like, well, I've never done it before.
Just do a good job and then nobody will know that you touched it.
It's true. Yeah, just do it at night so no one sees you.
Steve, one thing not to mention is that you have a bedroom in your shed, because if it's residential, that makes everything a lot harder.
And a kitchenette. And you're renting it out as an apartment.
Yes. Yeah, it's my Airbnb. Come sleep in my garage with my truck.
In Steve's barn dominium.
Yeah, I'll put a twin mattress in the bed of the Comanche.
Yeah.
Basically a house, but I'll put it on cinder blocks.
There's no chance that you get, like, in actual trouble, right? Because you did try to do everything right.
I figure that the worst I have to do is pay more money for something.
Or fix something small. Yeah. Like, you didn't do this part right, or...
This one says, we finished the basement in our house and even installed a half bath. We didn't get permits until 5 years later because we were selling the house. I think these people who work with, like, the whole permit department, I don't know, permitpeople.com maybe can help you out.
Boy, that's like the third website that you've just blurted out there.
Yeah, it's okay to just say websites.
Yeah, they're real. And I think that those people just are lazy at their job.
Nope. That is Kelly saying that. That is not Steve saying that, who had... an inspection schedule.
I think they're all great except your township.
That was Hot Wings saying that. That was not Steve saying that.
My township is great.
Again, I look forward to working with the wonderful folks at the permit department.
Would you like me to say something?
Well, why not? Maitland, you went in on this too?
Yeah, I think you really should have gotten them before.
Sound and solid advice.
I did get the permit. Yeah. I got the permit.
What about the inspection?
That's what I'm trying to do now, Freebeer.
Yeah, why didn't you do it a couple days earlier?
I guess I just don't understand why you're so angry about having to have it inspected if you did it so right.
Yeah.
Not angry to very annoyed. This text, for your garage, Steve, if you don't get it permitted properly, which sounds like that's what you're thinking, I'm an underwriter in the mortgage, and you will not be able to have that building included in the value of your property.
Oh, God. Underwriter, or if you go I still don't understand what you do.
Or if you go
by
for
the way, I have no idea.
No one does.
An underwriter. What do you do? Describe to me in one sentence, succinctly, what you do.
What an underwriter does.
I underwrite. That's a sentence.
No idea.
They said you could have nightmares.
Oh, this is good. This one, promise, Steve, this is good. Mm-hmm. They say on Facebook that they replace a whole septic system with no permits. And they live on a main road. And then they replace their roof and then put a dormer in for the bathroom upstairs. No permit for that. The town sent a picture and said, hey, there's no permit on file for any of this work. And in their permit application, they asked for drawings and plans for what is being built or had been built. And so he just sent back their picture that they sent to me and said, this is what I built, and then got the permit. See, I'm telling you, permit people are lazy.
Steve,
yeah.
The underwriter has returned volley.
Okay.
Okay.
Underwriters determine your credit worthiness for purchases and refinances in relative nature to the homes
okay.
or buildings.
Well, I can figure out my credit. You don't need
you
to tell
can?
Me. Yes. By going to like freecreditreport.com, I can get my credit report.
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
Who are you to tell me if I'm worthy to buy a house or not? If I make the money that is required to buy the house.
Why are you mad at this stranger who's just trying to help you?
You have a BS job. You have a job that doesn't, it's just a paper pusher.
Yeah, it doesn't contribute to America like radio person.
Oh, I'm not saying I have an important job at all.
We don't do. We help people. Yeah. We bring joy. This is bringing a ton of joy to a lot of people.
I'm completely useless.
I'm a farm underwriter, and I have been laughing my balls off this morning. So, we're bringing joy.
Yeah.
Well, Steve just wants the officials where he lives in Jerktown to know to be on notice that he's going to raise 5 kinds of cane today. Uh-huh.
Yeah, if you guys don't get off your lazy asses, Steve is going to...
That's Kelly.
Keep building garages without permission.
He's going to start building garages on other people's property.
Yeah, he is.
Yep. I'm going to build one in my front yard, too.
Yeah, and a street garage.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's my favorite.
Ooh, a garage bridge, tunnel bridge that people can drive under and through. Both.
Yep.
No, boat.
A
garage bridge, tunnel boat.
Steve, if I were you, I would just keep building until they elect you king.
You know what I'd do today? Build a coal plant in your cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
That's what I'd do.
And then if they give you any trouble with the shed, just put a sign on it that says daycare. You don't need any inspections for those.
Yeah.
I've seen plenty of those.
Maybe open a restaurant, too.
Oh, my God. Make one a church, and you can accept donations.
Oh, my God. Make it a church. You can do whatever you want.
Oh, yeah.
Dude. You can just throw snakes in the eyes of the inspector when he gets there.
And in my neighborhood, there's no chance they would notice a new church.
Right?
There's already 1,000 of them.
No, the bigger problem would be handling the overflow from people who were there for the congregation.
Oh. Yeah.
So Steve's starting a church, everyone.
Yeah.
Snaky church.
A garage church.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.